After an owner reports a damaged car, an insurance adjuster comes to inspect it. If the car can't be saved, the adjuster calls it a total loss, and a few days later, it disappears. But then what?
All these are totaled out cars from the storm?
Micah Hardy drives a flatbed tow truck. I met him across the street from Nathan's famous hot dogs on Coney Island. Hitched onto his truck, he has a white Honda and a silver Toyota. Both vehicles look pretty new. But there's water trapped in the headlights and grease pencil writing on the windows.
There's, in this area, about 900 cars that have to be towed out of here that have been totaled by insurance companies. So we're picking them up and taking them to a staging area, and then they're hauling them out from there. A
grease pencil says Geico, right?
That just tells you what insurance company is handling it.
Hardy is from Florida. He arrived here the day after Thanksgiving. One tower he knows came all the way from Las Vegas. There's a lot of work to do. Sandy damaged or destroyed close to 250,000 vehicles. Each and every one that has comprehensive insurance must be accounted for, moved, and disposed of. Brian Sullivan, editor of Auto Insurance Report, a trade newsletter, believes most wrecked cars will ultimately be sold for parts or crushed and melted down.
Salvage cars are kind of like when someone butchers a pig and they talk about using everything but the squeak. These cars get broken down, and everything gets reused that can be reused.
Headlights, fenders, hoods, even the lens over your backup light. It all has value.
Even a damaged car, it's a pretty big asset here. If an insurance company is going to get even $2,500 back from it, that's a lot of money.
A decade ago, storm-damaged vehicles might turn up on the used car lot. That can still happen, but title tracking services like Carfax now make it easier for consumers to know exactly what they're buying. And nowadays, most cars first go to auction. These sales are dominated by two nationwide auction companies that sell only to pre-qualified bidders. Janine O'Brien is with one of them, Insurance Auto Auctions, based in a Chicago suburb.
What we provide for the insurance companies is once a vehicle has been deemed a total loss, we provide the transportation of the vehicle, we take the vehicle into our inventory, and then we sell the vehicle on behalf of the insurance company.
Hurricane Katrina may have wrecked more cars, but O'Brien says Sandy is a bigger challenge.
It hit in the most densely populated area of the United States. Two things happen then. Number one, there's lots and lots of cars. And number two, there's not lots and lots of land available.
So the damaged cars go where space can be found.
So what is this parking lot usually used
Livery
for?
Driver John this Boston lot? Dropped yeah, me so off at a lot by Belmont Racetrack.
For Belmont.
Yeah, man. Races is going on. When big races, everything is full enough.
It's a vast asphalt triangle. Today, there are no horse lovers, just cars.
Tow trucks are constantly arriving here. And some of them are leaving here, but whatever they're doing, they're moving cars around.
It turns out this place is merely a rest stop. Many of these cars will be taken next to Calverton Air Park, a small airport 70 miles east of New York City. Over the next month or so, parts businesses, recyclers, and exporters will bid on these cars at auction and then tow them away again. December will probably be the biggest time for sales, and most cars will be gone in a matter of months. But not everything moves this quickly. Micah Hardy says most days he only manages three or four trips between Coney Island and Belmont. He calls moving junk cars a hurry-up-and-wait kind of job.
I've ran three today that one was blocked by the fire department, one was not at the address, and the other one was at a location that money was still owed on the vehicle, so I wasn't able to get it. So there are a lot of dry runs that you do that you don't get anything.
Hardy expects to continue towing cars 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, right up until Christmas. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.